Members of the United Nations Working Group on Arbitrary Detention are conducting an official visit to Australia to examine the conditions in prisons, police stations and youth detention centres. Gana Yadgivska and Matthew Gillett are visiting the Australian Capital Territory, New South Wales, the Northern Territory and Western Australia. They'll meet with government officials, independent oversight bodies and civil society groups as they evaluate the compliance of Australia's immigration detention policies with human rights law. Legal, academic and advocacy organisations have released a joint submission urging the investigation of offshore detention, issues around oversight and the impact on vulnerable groups, including with people with disabilities, transgender people and children. Lawyer Alison Battison, who owns Human Rights for All Group, says the conditions of detention need to be monitored.
I am still monthly finding people in Australia's immigration prisons who are impacted by the NZYQ decision of the High Court from November 2023. So we're talking more than 2 years later, just because there is no proper system that the department has set up to identify such people. And this will lead to compensation claims against the government and even more money being spent for no reason on arbitrary detention.